The Green Belt Movement. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The Green Belt Movement. The Green Belt Movement is a community-based group in Kenya. It was set up to help protect the environment, mainly through planting trees. Planting trees is also known as afforestation. The loss of trees is known as deforestation. Over the past 40 to 50 years, large numbers of trees have been chopped down in Kenya. Most of them have never been replaced. The Green Belt Movement aims to grow trees from seeds and plant them on farms and other open spaces where they are needed. Chapter 2. Wangari Maathai. The Green Belt Movement was started in 1977 by Wangari Maathai. Wangari was the head of the veterinary department at Nairobi University, but she was also interested in community and the environment. Wangari grew up in the Kenyan countryside, which she noticed had changed over the years. When she was a girl in the 1940s and 1950s, there were many kinds of trees in Kenya. But by the 1970s, a lot of trees had been cleared to make way for farms and housing. Wangari saw that deforestation had also changed the greater environment. Not only had the trees disappeared, but so had many other plants and animals. Wangari knew that planting trees helps to create biodiversity, a range of plants and animals. Trees also help the environment in other ways. They give shade to animals and other plants. They also stop soil erosion by giving the earth protection from the sun and the wind. In turn, stopping soil erosion helps to stop the loss of underground water. Chapter 3. Working in the Community. When Wangari started the Green Belt Movement, she thought as much about people as she did about the environment. She knew that when the trees grew bigger, they would provide shade, wood, and food for local communities. She thought that if people grew the trees themselves, it would help them to understand the environment and strengthen their local cultures. Chapter 4. How the Green Belt Movement Works. Today, the Green Belt Movement works like this. Representatives from the movement talk to communities about tree planting and starting nurseries. If the local people are interested, they can join the movement as a group. When they join, they receive a lot of information about how to prepare the soil and collect and grow seeds. When the people know what to do, they can collect seeds, plant them in a nursery, and grow them into seedlings. When the seedlings are big enough, they are moved into separate containers ready to be planted on farms. People from the nursery help farmers prepare the soil and plant the seedlings. The nursery people come back twice to check on the seedlings and make sure they are still alive. The Green Belt Movement pays the nursery money for each seedling that is still alive after 3 months. Chapter 5. What the Green Belt Movement Does. Today, the Green Belt Movement has over 6,000 community nurseries in Kenya, and many more in other African countries. Over the last 30 years, it has planted more than 30 million trees in parks and on farms. The Green Belt Movement also runs programs to help people start gardens and grow plants that are local to their area. This means that many communities can now take care of almost all their own food needs, and they can often make extra income as well. The Green Belt Movement has done much to educate Kenyans about deforestation and soil erosion. It has helped to teach Kenyans why the environment is important and how it can improve their local cultures. The movement has also protested against the clearing of land by farmers and the government all across Kenya. In 2002, the movement's protests stopped the Kenyan government from clearing and building on two large parks in Nairobi. Chapter 6. The Power of One. In 2004, Wangari Maathai won the Nobel Peace Prize. This is a very important prize, given to one person each year who has done something outstanding for world peace. Giving the prize to Wangari showed that peace doesn't just mean stopping wars. It can also mean making the world a better place to live in. The Green Belt Movement has done so well in Kenya because many people have joined in and worked hard to improve their environment and lives. However, if it had not been for the ideas and the drive of just one woman, Wangari Maathai, none of this may have happened.